We're reading from Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah by Baal HaSulam. We are in item 90. You can send us questions through Kabbalah.info or through the Get Arvut system.
Yes, so look at what I drew here for the time being. Yes.
Galgalta. Barur lano.
Galgalta, it's clear to us. This is the first partsuf that emerges after the Malchut of Ein Sof. It is purified. In its place comes Ab. It purifies, and in its place comes Sag. Sag purifies and spreads from it down the light of Chasadim only, which is called Nekudot of Sag. Nekudot of Sag can spread below the Tabur, because they're only the force of bestowal, and therefore they fill with their force of bestowal the Nehi of Galgalta, which is below Tabu, and receive from there the addition of the coarseness number 4, Dalet, what we call Malchut. And then it turns out that by this we have here it's 2, the bestowing, and they receive in return 4. And then by this we have the second restriction that comes to us from Esther. It's bestowing from the Nekudot of Sag to Bina. It enters to Malchut and it divides Bina to 2 parts. This boundary is called the Parsa.
Parsa.
Why does it divide? Because we have here in Nekudot of Sag, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferet. The third of Tiferet is of the Parsa, and 2/3 of it, of Tiferet, are below the Parsa. And then Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. And here we have already the division towards the worlds that will come afterwards, which is Keter Chochma Bina, Chesed Gvura Tiferet. This whole place here, where there can be the upper light, is called the world of Atzilut.
Atzilut. Atzilut.
And the 2/3, the lower 2/3 of Tiferet that are below Parsa is called the place for the world of Bria.
Bria. Netzach od Yesod.
Netzach od and Yesod are the place for the world of Yetzira.
Yetzira.
Yetzira. Yes, each time I will write it in a different way, you'll get used to it. There's nothing I can do about it. Do what you think. And Malchut, which is here, is the place for the world of Asiya. That is, those are the places. So Nekudot of Sag, why are they called Nekudot of Sag? Since these are lights that emerge during the purification of the Masach from Tabu to Pe of Rosh of Sag. In return, just like every other partsuf that is purified, that is refined. So this is called Nekudot. Therefore, all the lights that come in this direction of the screen that is rising from the end of the partsuf to the Pe are called all these states, all these degrees are called Nekudot. And then the lights from Nekudot of Sag can spread below the general taboo. Why can they expand down there? Because they are 2-2. They are refined to from 3-2 that they had here in Sag, 2-1. And therefore, there's only the light of Chasadim here. What exists here, the 2-2, is pure Bina. This is Chasadim.
Chasadim. Chasadim.
Chasadim. And the light of Chasadim can appear below the Parsa, and therefore it comes down here, fills Nehi of Galgalta, they awaken the Nehi of Galgalta, and bestow in return to this Partsuf, Pchina Dalet, the fourth phase. And because this whole Partsuf, which emerged downwards, is a Partsuf of Bina, Nekudot of Sag is Bina, pure, clear, only Bina. And therefore, then all of a sudden they connect with Malchut. Yes? The Malchut bestows upon them the fourth phase, Pchina Dalet, and they feel within them that there's a part below the Parsa, which this part wants to receive, that has vessels of reception. And therefore, upon these vessels, the fourth phase has an influence on them. And then, therefore, Malchut, which stands here at the end of the Partsuf, rises and limits this Partsuf so that the upper light will be able to spread in it only until the Parsa. Only till the Parsa. And that's why the restriction that Malchut, that was in the Siyum and rose to halfway of Tiferet, this restriction is called Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. We will do it Tzimtzum Bet, as in second restriction. The rising of Malchut to Bina. Okay? Good. And then we see in this how this place is divided into the place of the world of Atzilut, which the light of Chochmah can spread into. I already drew this once. Then now the light of Chochmah can spread from Ein Sof all the way to here. But below that, only the light of Chasadim can spread. There is never any limitation on the light of Chasadim. There's no restriction upon it. Because the light of Chasadim is a light that comes from bestowal. And you can always bestow.
Kiev.
Thank you, dear Rav. What you explained now, that the screen expands, first came out of a pulse of Sag, and then in privilege of the Nekudot, it expands below the Tabu. Something here is not so understood, because to begin with, the refinement of the screen is caused by the surrounding light, and nonetheless, it reaches still under the table, mixes up with the vessels of reception.
I don't quite understand your question, but the principles here are the same principles with the same laws. Meaning the light is in absolute rest, meaning it is willing to enter and to fill all the vessels that are in identification with it, that have the same nature like the light. And that's why it's all okay. There's no, I don't understand the problem. Again, I will say to you, maybe the will to receive that receives in order to bestow measures how much it can receive in order to bestow, and for that it has Galgalta above Tabu. Galgalta below Tabu are those vessels of Galgalta that cannot be in receiving in order to bestow. And therefore they remain empty. They have the light of Chasadim because they are nevertheless in satisfaction that they didn't receive in order to receive. They can't in order to bestow, but in order to receive, they don't want to receive. That's why they have here the light of chasadim that fills them somewhat. Of course, it's not enough. Of course, it's not good. It's not the end of correction. Otherwise, if Galgalta were to be filled from the beginning to the end, that would be the end of correction of the whole of Malchut of Ein Sof. Therefore, we have uncorrected vessels here still. They're not corrupted, but not corrected. And all the work of all the Partsufim until the end of correction, everything that will take place here will all be in order to fill the Nehi of Galgalta. They all connect to her. Or in other words, we could say it this way. What takes place here, also below the Tabu, in all the worlds of Atzilut, Briya, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, and altogether in all the corrections that are in the Partsufim after Galgalta, it all rises to Galgalta, and Galgalta does a zivug with the light of Ein Sof, until Galgalta will accumulate within it all the deficiencies, all the corrections, all the screens, everything, and perform a zivug with the light of Ein Sof in the form of the end of correction. That's it. So there's nothing here that's happening all of a sudden in one place and can't happen in another place or something like that.
Ask? It's
the first time I hear from you that there were vessels of chasadim below the tabu, vessels of bestowal.
Vessels of chasadim are not vessels of bestowal. There are many things in there. Below tabu, there are vessels that are saying like this. We don't want to receive in order to receive. That's why they're protecting and keeping the first restriction. We cannot receive in order to bestow. We cannot. That's why we perform a restriction upon it. And we are remaining below the tabu. Yes, that's it. And from them having such a state in which they don't receive in order to receive, they preserve themselves that way, that's their measure of adhesion to the Creator. It's a measure of dvikut. They're not in order to receive. I don't have the force in order to bestow, but I'm not in order to receive. And therefore they are in a certain adhesion with the Creator, and they have,
here,
a certain small illumination which actually fills them, sustains them to be above the Siyum. The Siyum is here.
Siyum.
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 Siyum is the end of all of holiness. All of Kedusha. Below Siyum is this world.
Ha'olam hazeh. Shelanu.
This world of ours. As if ours. It's also not exactly, but let's say. Well, the will to receive, in short. So all of creation is divided in us to Ein Sof, which is here. Ein Sof. In the corner. And afterwards.
Адам Кадмон.
Адам Кадмон.
Эзор азе, коль зе.
This whole area, which is Адам Кадмон.
Ак зе некра.
We call it Ак. And then Ацилут Брия Ецира Асия.
Очилот.
Так можно сказать?
Additional questions?
Святость, которая все-таки была под табуром в какой-то мере,
она... We say the sanctity that was below the taboo, in a certain extent, what caused the continued development of the system through the surrounding light and the emergence of all the worlds later on?
No, not exactly. The expansion of light and the expansion of the pratsufim in the worlds and everything is done by pressure from above. By pressure from above. Where the whole upper light presses this way until it reaches the Sof, the end. Ein Sof needs to appear all the way to the end of correction, upon everything. And it only depends on it, on the upper light. It's not that it's below the table. You can say it's because these lights emerged and started, but altogether what's pressing and operating everything is Ein Sof. And in it is the beginning and the end, and everything that there is from the beginning to the end of creation is considered to one action. The scrutiny of the vessels that need to be opposite to the light and then are shattered and intermingled with the light and then are corrected, and by the corrections can receive the light in smaller doses until all the vessels are accumulated, all the lights are is accumulated, and the end of correction comes. Penny after penny, they add up to a great sum. And this all, to start with, was certainly happening from Malchut Ein Sof. PT 19.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Can you show the drawing? Thanks. Where in the drawing, the sag that refines and expands light of chasadim, where is this area? Where is it here?
What screen?
Sag, when it refines and the light of chasadim expands.
Well, yes, that of course. That's here?
How was it? 3-2 is sag.
3-2 is sag. Then nekudot of sag, which are purified, they enter below, intermingled with nehi of ak. Nehi of ak are awakened and p'chinat dalet, the fourth phase, influences them. And that's why they restrict. And then they are purified, refined, and they already come to their records towards Nikve Naim of the Rosh of Sag. Yes? And then they take out the world of Nikudim in Katnut and in Gadlut, and there's plenty to learn here.
And this causes the first restriction?
What first restriction?
We say that if it receives the fourth level of coarseness, that we get the restriction from the connecting to Bina?
This whole state that we're talking about right now is under the first restriction.
Okay, and how does this connect to Bina?
Because it comes out of Sag. You got confused with something.
I thought Bina is divided later on into two, right?
Bina
is divided to two, yes. Already in Ein Sof it's divided to two. You don't remember? In Ein Sof, we have Keter, which wants to bestow. Chokhmah is the bestowal itself. Bina is that it doesn't want to receive in one half, but in the other half wants to nevertheless resemble the bestowing. That's Bina. And by that she begets Zeranpin and then Malchut. Bina is included of two parts. The upper part of Bina, that she doesn't want to receive anything, is what we have here. That's the world of Atzilut. And the second half of Bina, that's the upper half of Bina, and the other half of Bina is what we have here.
How can it be? How can half of Bina be under the taboo and half of Bina be above the taboo?
No. The entire Bina can go below the taboo.
So why is it divided?
She's divided because of Pchina Dalet here, the fourth phase here that they received from the Hiya V'Galgalta, awakens in them the desire to receive, which is the fourth phase, and the Nikudot of Sag is altogether the second phase. So Pchina Dalet, the fourth phase, is greater, and so it invites the second restriction. And all these vessels that are the will to receive, actually, but the will to receive of Bina, that wants by it to give, just like here. Just like here, Bina, by its second half, wants to beget something in order to give, so she'll resemble the Keter. Keter begets all the rest, and Bina wants to be like Keter. And then she just needs to beget something or someone in order to give it to him. That's the second half, the lower half of Bina.
So I have a question. This is the scheme that works, that Adam is involved in this, or...
No, this is still the preparation to be in an environment for such vessels that will want to resemble the Creator, and therefore they will be called an Adam.
So it's a preparation for the work of Adam.
Yes. Adam is only the moment you want to resemble the Creator, you're called Adam, even though it's still far from resembling.
Okay.
Спасибо. Раф, а вот на схеме, когда выходили Никудот Десак и спускались в табор,
они... In the drawing, when the Nikudot of Sag emerged and when descended under the Tabo, they reached the Siyum initially?
Nikudot of Sag went down all the way to Siyum. Why can't they? If Bina is pure, Nikudot of Sag is 2-2. They're chasadim.
Yes.
Right. And then there was katnut, smallness, and then gadlut, greatness, adulthood. I want to ask for the first time, or?
If you do a zivug only upon the upper part of Bina, then you get katnut of the world of Nikudim. It's such a partsuf. The partsuf of Katnut of Nikudim. If we do a zivug also upon the second half, the lower half of Nikudot of Sag, then we get the Gadlut of the world of Nikudim. The Gadlut of the world of Nikudim invites the light of Chokhmah, because they want Chokhmah, these vessels. And then the light of Chokhmah, when it comes below Parsa, shatters the vessels.
Right, so the question is there a difference between the first descent that he went down all the way to the Siyum and the greatness of adulthood?
No, the first time it places its vessels, Nikudot of Sag, this is Nikudot of Sag, this is pure Bina. It can be in any place. There are no limitations upon it. Do you understand? But later, when we get Katnut, and Gadlut, then already vessels that want to receive are revealed here. That we will learn. Now we already don't have time, and I see that info is already pressing upon me.
No info.
Well, info.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. We are want to let you all know about a very unique event. We haven't had a physical event in a long time. This will be a physical meeting on the 28th of November, 20 days from now. We're inviting the entire world Kli to an evening of unity. Unity evening. We're here responsible for the content with the big crew. Alon here is the manager. So it's going to be a meeting for men and women who can reach here physically to our center in Israel above the age of 18. At the same time, of course, the event is virtual for anyone who can't reach the center physically. And anyone, of course, outside the country of Israel. Registration will be sent today, an announcement. And it's very important for all the friends who are planning to come that already were registered today, so that we can correctly prepare with all the limitations in this corona era, so we know how many people are coming, what to prepare.
And they need to know in what conditions they can come. If they can come with certain kind of certificates or something, or masks.
Yes, yes. There will be full details today in the announcement. There will be a few parts there, bullets. What conditions you have to enter the building.
Very good.
So, in the meeting, 6 p.m., there will be gathering and broadcast, meaning whoever comes physically, already the gates will be open, and friends that are connecting virtually will be able to connect already virtually. So you friends from all around the world are invited to be with us in everything that's happening here in the gathering. And you'll be able to watch everything happening as the friends are coming in. We'll interview them. We'll walk around with the cameras and talk to friends and involve you, everything that's happening here. And then till 9 p.m., 7 to 9 p.m., will be the meal with Rav talking, music, theater, clips, a lot of happiness and connection. We're inviting you all to write to us, give us your advice. There's still time, 20 days. What will cause this meeting to be more connecting? That we'll all feel as one part together. Also those who are there physically and also those who will be with us virtually, write to us at boardworldkli@gmail.com. We'll be very happy to hear each of your emails, doesn't matter how many. So Rav, maybe if you can tell us regarding this matter of two parts, that we have both a physical and a virtual.
I think we need to come to a state in which there's almost no difference whether you're physically there or virtually there. If I'm connected, then it's not even important to me. I felt this with myself, not once, that if I feel the friends, I'm connected to them internally, then the external form is canceled altogether. Our world is called the imaginary world anyway. So let's begin to feel more and more our virtual connection, not virtually through the computer, but through our hearts. That's it. And then we will have no problem. We will be able to be truly as one man in one heart.
Okay. So thank you very much. We'll just remind again, the announcement will be sent today with full details about registration, conditions for entering the building. We ask everyone, please register today. And let's prepare for this festive event.
And also the address of where I can turn to if I have questions.
Of course, let's show it again, boardworldkli@gmail.com. Send all your questions, advice, everything there.
Well, good luck.
Thank you very much, Moshe. Final announcements. A broadcast today, 10 to 10:30, will be an inside look with Dr. Rav Michael Lightman, and 10:30 to 11 will be the news program with Rav. We'll end here. Song.
Of bestowal in the heart of attack, ever in the unbounded wings of love at our back.
Kan makom leashpia, din lebat kafa, ad en sof leagia, sham nimtzet ahava. El sentimiento es igual, elevamos el mal. Corazones unidos, así venceremos el mal. Corazones unidos, la conexión es real. Мир обратится вам дух, если мы не проснемся сейчас. Мир обратится вам дух, если мы не проснемся сейчас. En los tiempos del Zohar, la fe y la redención, avanzando con fuerza, un hombre con un corazón. Мир и где мы едины, мир и где мы больны, мы окрыленные светом, вечной любовью полны.
Carry us to the place where we stand face to face. In eternity's moment, in our brother's embrace. In eternity's moment, in our brother's embrace.
La conexión es real, la conexión es real.